Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, today, the word of wisdom, our moment of wisdom for the 17th. It's a 17th.
Yeah. Wow. 17th.
My goodness. I'm not going to say the words, but it is flying. The 17th, you know, Proverbs 17. We're excited, by the way, of, you know, Chris is going to be joining us soon on the daily radio program. We are pumped about him. Really pumped about him joining us. We'll give a shout out to Chris, man, counting down the days. And we're excited about you being part of the team and what's going on right there. I also want to give a shout out to Brett in Colorado this morning. Brett, we're just so excited about what's happening up there, how God's using you guys and blessing you. And give a shout out also to Sharon today. Listen, God is just so cool, the things that he's doing in his church at large and what we're seeing him do in the VFN family. We have a shout out to Pam Gray this morning. She's filled with the power of God, man.
Yeah.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's just cool to watch, you know, God be God, you know, and walk amongst his people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just beautiful. I mean, he's just the healer, the deliverer, the empower. I mean, he's the provider. He's just the lover. He's just everything. He's just awesome, is he not?
Yes.
But the word of wisdom today, we always look at the corresponding chapter in Proverbs to the day of the month, and today it's the 17th. So we're looking at chapter 17, verse 3. Proverbs 17, verse 3, because we want this wisdom to kind of wash over us, because one thing it looks like we're lacking today for the church is wisdom. We need wisdom. Mm-hmm. And Proverbs 17, 3 reads, "The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart." Mm-hmm. Think about that. The crucible for silver. So to be able to purify silver, they put it in this big pot and they boil it. Mm-hmm. And they boil all the impurities and they surface. So it takes ferocious encounters with flames to bring the impurities that were all mixed into the silver to the surface. And then they scoop that off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They scoop it off. And then the furnace is for gold. When they take gold, they just get it so hot that all of a sudden that you know, they keep throwing all the coals and everything getting hotter and hotter, depending on what it is. Most of today's probably a lot of electricity heat and electrical heat. But then the impurity surface, the hotter it gets, the more pure the gold gets, the more things surface that they can remove it.
Right.
And then he goes, the next thing, he says, "Oh, by the way, I do the same thing to your heart."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, is it feeling hot? Mm-hmm. Is it feeling hot? Think about it. You're going through some heat in your life. You're going through some rough situations. You know what? But you know what? There's nothing like heat that brings out the purity. And realize God only reveals things to heal things. If things surface in your life, you know, and you haven't, it hasn't surfaced in a while, but it's surfaced, it comes out of you, and it's almost like it's on you like a jacket. Don't start wearing it like the next fashion, you know, thing going on. Realize it surfaced. And God's revealing it to heal it, that tough situation in your life didn't bring that thing on you. It brought that thing out of you.
That's right. That's good.
And so a lot of people, the enemy will turn that on you and begin to lie to you and say, hey, you know, because I went through this hot situation, this fiery trial of my life, this bondage fell on me. And it's like, no, the fire actually brought that out of you.
Yeah.
You know, and God was revealing that thing to heal it. Mm-hmm. So he loved us before, while we were yet sinners. I mean, he loved us. So he's not, you know, more in love with us or less in love with us. He just is love. Mm-hmm. And so, but that thing's surfacing because of the heat and the trials in our life. I mean, think about James chapter 1, verse 2 and 4. He says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face fires, trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops," the testing of your faith. That hard times, it's when you think of it this way, it's just between you and God. God doesn't care what men's opinions are of you. I mean, you shouldn't give them a reason, you know, because you don't have integrity or something. But listen, I mean, it's not, your walk with God is not based off people's opinion of you.
Right.
But your walk with God is based off God's opinion about you.
That's right.
And so he says, "Consider it pure joys, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your heart, the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Which means this: God is testing our heart to take us to a place of completeness.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not willing to go through the fire, we're never going to reach a place of maturity in God.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not willing to go through the testing of our faith and say, you know what, everything came against me and I held on despite everything in my emotions and everything in my think, what I want, what I feel, what my body was shouting out, you know, what Job's comforters came in. Hey, I just want to let you know you're dying. You gravy's looking big. All those people that come and tell you, you know, I think this how it came about because of, they talk about latitude and longitude in your life, you know. And then you hold on to God, and in the midst of that, all you have was your faith in God, and you're being tested. That's a time of testing. It's going through the crucible. It's going through the furnace. That's going through the trials of experience. And listen, we need a mature church. And the reason why we don't have a mature church, nobody's telling you, they're preaching the gospel like this. Hey, everything's great. You're going to have a mansion. Somebody's driving your car, but they'll give it to you. You know, we're all supposed to be millionaires, you know, and the only one's millionaires is the one that's preaching it. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
And so here you are going through a fiery trial, and the enemy's beating you up because nobody told you this is what God does. Mm. You know, consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son. Your faith, your heart is going through the fire. It's going through the fuego, right?
Yeah.
Fuego.
Fuego. And I think about 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 7. He talks about this because we're talking about wisdom. We're not going to get any wisdom if we don't go through something. When you see people who walk around with the wisdom of God, they're not some young, crisp individual that's never gone through nothing, that doesn't have a limp. That's people that have been through something. If you read Song of Solomon, if you read about Solomon said, I've done everything under the sun, and I found out it's all vanity.
That's right.
He's been through some stuff, and he found out the only thing that counts is God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you don't, I like what T.D. Jakes says. If man doesn't limp, I don't trust him.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't limp, I don't trust him. And so, I mean, because you know you've been through something.
That's right.
You got to go through something. And of course, if they're young, you
got to go through it.
You got to go through it.
You know, everybody wants a testimony, but they just got the monies. Nobody wants to go through the test.
Exactly. And God can pull you through anything if you can stand the pull.
Right. Yeah.
What's happened? He's dragging me right now. He's dragging me, kicking and screaming, but I'm holding on to my faith in God. So you think about it, he's talking about the testing, like our hearts are being tested. And what it is our faith in God is going to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what it's like more. Think about this. This is what he says. This is what he says about it. And I think it's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. He says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. That's what we talked about in the first hour. Listen, he's preparing a place for us, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last days. And in this, you greatly rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people stop there.
Mm-hmm.
They stop there. And people go, yeah, and they dance.
That's good.
And they sing some songs, and they go out and they start proclaiming stuff and all this. But if you go a little bit further, he talks about the proverb for today. He says, though, because, see, it's a place that we're going to. It's not now. It's a place that we're going to. Not now. It's a place that we're going to.
Right.
Looking for a city. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Go ahead.
Where we'll never die. You're going to join me, right?
No.
So in this, he says, we're going to rejoice. Though, now for a little while.
Mm.
Thank God the fires are for a little while.
Just a little while.
Mm. Man, I love Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't you like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Yeah.
He said, you know what? Our God can deliver us from this fire, but even if he doesn't, and he will, and he will, even if he doesn't, he's still God. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
How beautiful is that, Polycarp, right?
That's right. Yeah, for real.
That's right.
He says, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
Mm.
These come for the testing. So these come, that's what it says, these come so that your faith of greater worth than gold. Remember, it was compared to gold and silver in your heart. These come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, America, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine. What does that mean? You can actually have faith that's faith in things, faith in stuff, faith in philosophies, faith in concepts, faith in your friends, faith in your leaders, but just about faith in God.
That's faith in God.
And he said, so this may result in praise and glory and honor to Jesus Christ our Lord. Think about that. You think about it. So these fiery trials and things that we go through is the very thing that proves our, it proves our faith in God. I mean, until you've gone through something, you don't even have a story.
You know what I'm saying?
Until you've gone through something. And what you have today, when you look at the great expectation of God, the church is scared to get involved in the things of God because of the fire that's involved in the process of following God.
And the thing is, you got to go through it. How many people are in the middle of it and they're just not going through it the way God would have them go through it? They're kicking and they're screaming. It's like, God, I want you to have a testimony. I want to bring you through the other side. You'll walk through the fire and they shall not burn you, right? You'll walk through the waters and you won't get swallowed in the flood. You can make it. But I want to encourage you today. You got to go through it. And you're not going to go through it by the arm of the flesh. You're going to go through it because God is with you. You're walking with him.
And the other side of the fire, he says, so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. And so many people, they're saying, you know, I need to be provided for. I need this. I need that. And God says, well, great. Go through, you know, persevere through the fire.
That's right.
All right.
Persevere, like John's saying, go through it and realize. It's, you know, the biggest thing that, you know, when I first became a believer, you know, I started hearing things like, you know, you got to be broken before God. You got to be broken. I'm thinking like, broken? That's why I came to God. I was broken, you know. I don't want to be broken. I thought, how can this work if I'm going to be broken? You know, and if I said I was going to write a book, but then I would say one chapter says that I found out that, you know, something had to be broken. Little did I know that it was me. And that it is in our brokenness. It's in our feeling that there is no help in ourself, where our total complete reliance is on God. And then we see God part the water. We see the pillar of fire show up. We see the provision come. We see the pantry fill. We see the body healed. We see the kingdom expand. We see, you know, things happen that we thought in the natural it couldn't happen. You know, and we see Pharaoh's horse and rider be brought into the sea. We see all those things happen because our back was against the wall. We couldn't do anything in our own strength. It's in those moments that God becomes more magnified to us and we can see God in his awesomeness and we have a greater, more intimacy with him and we understand him a little bit more about who he is. And we trusted him through that because he was the only one that was going to bring us out of that. Those are cool moments. Those are those are monumental moments that you can look back in. You know, and I have a shelf in my office that, and I think you could, some of you guys do too. Of something that reminds me of those monumental moments where God did something. You know, where He did something, and I don't want to forget it. So I'll get like a little whatever that will remind me about that specific thing that He did. And all I'll do is just glance at that shelf and go, "Whoa! Oh my goodness!" Goodness gracious. Oh, look. You know, it's like you just, you just look at the shelves and just go, man, look what how awesome you are, God. And if he took down the lion and he took down the bear,
come on,
who is this uncircumcised Philistine? But if you don't go through something, you're not going to have anything on your shelf.
That's right.
But if you do go through something and you watch God do what he does, don't just try to keep it in your mind and remember it. Put something out to help you glance and remember. And that one thing will bring back all those memories.
And share it.
Yeah, and share it
with
it.
Others.
Yeah, and make it known to others because they will be encouraged by your testimony. And so today, understanding the proverb today, the moment of wisdom is Proverbs 17:3. The crucible for silver, the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.